A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
G'day everybody, Aaron Noonan here from V8 Sleuth headquarters. It is Repco Supercars Weekly on your Friday afternoon. Hope you've had a great week rolling into the weekend. Now, before I get into a little bit of news that's cooking around this week, don't forget that this year marks the 100th anniversary of our friends at Repco. They're driven by passion, so are we. Visit them now at the Garage Online. The website address is garage.repco.com.au. Now, there's some news to get into this week, and there's been, well, yep, a fair bit going on in the world of supercars. So no doubt you've read around the place of a rejected bid to buy supercars by a European-based sports business, Fantech. And that that approach was rebuffed by Race, who are the owners of supercars. But clearly, judging by some of the commentary from Gary and Barry Rogers from the ARG side of the investment of Race, there's a lot of unhappiness there, and there's plenty going on behind the scenes. There's lots of politicking coming and, well, going on right now. So there's lots to come in this one in coming weeks. There's talk of further investment required in terms of funding. Existing owners' shares been cut down by then some of that investment coming in. So there's lots of politics going on, lots to come in upcoming weeks. So we'll keep across that one as it all rolls on. Now, today it's also been reported that Brody Kostecki, of course, races for the Boost Mobile-backed Erebus team in supercars, that he's going to drive in Trans Am in the car that Shane Van Gisbergen was stopped from racing by Triple Eight in the next round of the Speed Series at Queensland Raceway. That's in a fortnight's time in early August. So that's got plenty of people up in arms because, I mean, it'd be cool to see him take on the series regulars. He's pretty experienced in that style of racing from the US. But now there's people saying, well, hang on a minute, if this was a supercars directive, which it's been reported as a Triple Eight directive, then how come Brody can do it? But I guess you've got to look at it. Will Brown does TCR. He drives for Erebus. They're quite supportive of their drivers doing some other projects and other racing here and there where it suits. And of course, Erebus don't have the manufacturer tie to Chevrolet and to GM that Triple Eight does, being the homologation team for the Supercars Camaro. So, and no doubt too, don't forget too, Peter Adderton is the sponsor of Erebus, and I wouldn't mind betting that a Boost Mobile sticker appears on that Trans Am car in a couple of weeks' time. And of course, he was looking to buy supercars as part of another consortium but didn't end up with it, and he's been very vocal on social media, well, for something new and different this week. So yeah, plenty going on there. In fact, we heard that this was going to be announced by the series themselves for this Brody Kostecki deal, and then it was rebuffed, and the embargo release was kind of cancelled from there. So yeah, this is interesting times, and this is all politics. There is so much going on around the sport at the moment that there's plenty to report. It's sad news for Kiwi fans and sad news for Aussies too, because of course Pukekohe is going to no longer continue as a motorsport venue. That news came out this week. Early next year, motor racing will stop there. So supercars this year in September will be the last time that the championship heads there. So I'm sure supercars will send off the venue in style and find somewhere else to race in New Zealand. There's plenty of other tracks. And of course, they were going to race at Hampton Downs in recent years. So you'd have to say that that track, which is owned by Tony Quinn, has got to be in the box seat to take over the Kiwi round moving forward. Now, speaking of the Pookie round, something really cool. One of the support categories there is called Archibald's historical heritage. I can't remember. Historic touring cars from memory. Group A cars, super tourers, all sorts of stuff. Greg Murphy and John Bow will both race Ford Sierra RS500 Cosworth Group A cars in that Pukekohe Farewell Supercars weekend as part of the supports. JB is driving the DJR Shell Sierra that he and Dick Johnson raced at Bathurst in 1990 and 91. It's now owned by a Kiwi owner who, in fact, actually had Greg Murphy drive that car at the Scope Festival. I think it was start of this year or last year, maybe last year. Murph's going to drive the Peanut Slab Sierra, the Mark Petch motorsport car that he drove back in 1992, 30 years ago, with Brett Riley in the Wellington and Pukekohe Nissan Mobile 500 event. So it'll be cool to see those legends of our sport behind the wheel for the weekend to help Farewell, Pukekohe. And we'll see Murph in the telecast for supercars as well. Back, of course, he's been gone since COVID struck. He wasn't able to travel over here. So it'll be great to see him back on our TV screens as well as being in a race car there as well. Now, next month, Sandown in August here in Melbourne, our home round for V8 Sleuth. We've got a new competition coming next week where you can win double passes with paddock access and V8 Sleuth Superstore gift vouchers in in a competition that we're running. So some free tickets to Sandown through us here at V8 Sleuth. The details next week on our website, our socials, and of course on our podcast, you can catch up with how to enter for that one. But they've confirmed for Sandown that there'll be an additional co-driver session on the Friday now added. So we'll see Bathurst co-drivers in action for 30 minutes because we haven't had those style of sessions since COVID struck. So a good chance for the co-drivers to get their eye in. Geez, it'd be better to have a Sandown 500, wouldn't it, to get their eye in at for Sandown. They've also decided to swap from the soft tyre for that round to the super soft tyre for Sandown. So it will be Dunlop Super Soft for the Sandown Super Sprint in August. By the way, if you're a Holden Racing Team fan from over the journey, and I know a lot of our listeners are, our HRT Car History second edition book, it's out now, 400 pages, limited edition, beautiful hardcover book with piles of photos that you've never seen before. The histories of all 45 Holden Racing Team cars. You can buy your copy now in the V8 Sleuth Superstore online. The website address is in our show notes, so click on that and that will take you through. And we've also got a special offer. If you put it in a bundle with our Holden book, Racing the Line, we'll knock some dollars off and give you a better deal. So great stuff for Father's Day, Christmas. Get into it now. Click via the show notes for this podcast to take advantage of that one. Now, on this day, I love to go back in the history books. July 22, 1970. Where were you? What were you doing? Well, I know what's happening in New Zealand. Craig Baird, the driving standards advisor for supercars, was born on this day. It's his birthday today. Bairdo turns 52 today. Of course, former supercars full-time regular, Ford British Touring Car Championship driver and winner of a million Porsche Carrera Cup Australia Championships races and rounds 20 years ago this year since he teamed up with Peter Brock in that black Motorola Team Brock Commodore at the Bob Jane Team Arts, as it was then, Bathurst 1000. How time flies. Now, next week, the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco returns on Wednesday, and I've gone one-on-one with Bruce Stewart, team principal of Walkinshaw Andretti United. We talk about how they're going to fare well racing Holdens in Adelaide, how the Ford deal's been received. Lots of chat topics with Bruce. It's a great chat. If you're a WAU fan or a supercars fan, an old HRT fan, gives us a really great insight into where they went wrong in the early to mid 2010 sort of period. It's really interesting listening, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. So that's Bruce Stewart next week on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. Every Tuesday, the Castrol Motorsport News podcast with Andrew and Stefan. All the news that those boys, no doubt, will dive deeper into the race topic and all of the news that's going on around supercars next Tuesday. And Repco Supercars Weekly next Friday back with you to recap practice from the OTR Super Sprint at the Bend Motorsport Park in South Australia. Right, that's us done. Have a great weekend. We'll chat next week with plenty more action on the Motorsport Podcast Network. But in the meantime, have a great weekend, and I'll chat to you soon.